I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Many undocumented immigrants from Central America travel through Mexico on their way to the United States. It's a perilous journey. The migrants face lots of dangers, from exposure to the elements to murder. And now Mexico's drug cartels have gotten involved. They control the smuggling routes for profit, and they often kidnap migrants and force them into work. About the only protection migrants can count on is that offered by shelters. The shelters offer services such as free meals and a safe place to sleep. But these shelters have themselves become targets, as Shannon Young reports.
A recent incident in the southern Mexican city of Tenosique illustrates just how brazen criminals have become in targeting migrant shelters. A staffer at the La 72 shelter received an anonymous tip that the shelter would be the target of a mass kidnapping. And indeed, in the early hours of July 6th, men pulled up to the shelter in three vehicles and tried to force their way in. Migrants fled over the back wall. The incident occurred shortly after the shelter's coordinator, Friar Tomas Gonzalez, and other religious figures had met with the top United Nations human rights official, precisely to speak about the dangers facing migrants and those who defend them. Friar Gonzalez says in addition to providing food and water, the shelters also document human rights violations suffered by migrants, and that invites intimidation or retribution from those who abuse the migrants, which Gonzalez says includes both immigration authorities and organized criminals. La 72 in Tenosique isn't the only shelter that's been targeted. Mexico's National Human Rights Commission recently documented threats or security breaches at five other facilities. Among them is the Casa Belén shelter in the northern city of Saltillo, which was granted a protection order last year from the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. Casa Belén coordinator Father Pedro Pantoja says the government has stood idly by as the attacks have intensified.
Allí mismo, en nuestra casa del migrante en Saltillo, ahí se presentó el crimen organizado.
Organized criminals have come inside our migrant shelter. Despite the protection order, there were no police patrol cars outside. We see that not only as incompetence, but disdain. The authorities couldn't care less about the disaster, the cruelty to which these people are subjected. They are completely invisible as victims. Even more invisible are those who victimize. And in all of this, there is not only silence, but also zero action and a total lack of respect for the lives of these people.
Two European volunteers had to abandon the Saltillo shelter last month after an act of intimidation by men who identified themselves as members of the Zetas cartel. A shelter in the border city of Nuevo Laredo closed its doors in late June, citing threats and a lack of security guarantees.
Quisieran quitar las casas y quisieran deshacernos a nosotros, ¿verdad?
Father Alejandro Solalinde, who runs a shelter in Ciudad Ixtepec, Oaxaca, says profit is the motive behind many of the attacks against the shelters. He says the drug cartels would love to see the shelters disappear because they hinder the criminals' ability to make money by controlling the migrant routes. The most notorious hallmark of this cartel expansion is the mass kidnapping of migrants. Mexico's Human Rights Commission says more than 20,000 migrants are kidnapped each year in Mexico, generating upwards of $50 million in ransom revenues. Father Solalinde has himself received multiple threats, but seems unfazed in his work.
Nuestra vida está en manos de Dios, y yo creo que esto va a seguir.
He says despite the dangers, his life is in God's hands. He adds that he's well aware that he can be killed at any moment, but that the work will go on with or without him because it's part of God's plan, a plan he's willing to carry out, whatever the consequence. In a country where dozens of human rights activists have been killed over the last 5 years, it takes a special kind of conviction to continue the dangerous work of protecting migrants, one of the most vulnerable and transitory groups in Mexico. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca City.